With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In last night's presidential debate, former President Trump said Kamala Harris claims to have a lot of ideas.
She's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years.
Quite a stir in the media filing center following the presidential debate.
Donald Trump sparked a frenzy when he showed up unexpectedly here inside the media workspace about 45 minutes after the debate ended. In a wild dash, hundreds of reporters rushed to surround the former president, who answered several questions. Earlier, he complained about ABC's moderators, writing online that it was his best debate ever, especially since it was 3-on-1.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting from Philadelphia. And ABC is being reamed online for trying to fact-check the president 7 times, often incorrectly, while remaining silent as Kamala Harris repeated false claims about the former president. Harris also stood behind a mini-podium that her campaign demanded in an effort to make her appear taller. Also at SRNNews.com, Louisiana residents bracing for the Wednesday landfall of Hurricane Francine.
Francine became a hurricane Tuesday evening as it barreled towards South Louisiana, strengthening over extremely warm Gulf waters. Residents possibly in harm's way are rushing to complete storm preparations. Forecasters say the Category 1 hurricane is expected to crash ashore Wednesday afternoon or evening in Louisiana with potentially life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds. Perhaps even as a Category 2 storm, with winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour. Francine is the 6th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. There's a new study of church attendance.
It might be summed up by saying the more you go, the better you will feel. The report from the Journal for the Scientific Study of Religion finds that attending worship services improves people's mood, but only if they go regularly. Those who only darken the door of the local church a couple of times a year don't enjoy any improvement in their emotional well-being. Sadly, other polls indicate that regular church attendance continues to decline in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ACLU plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the radical queer trans agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. They're also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. Montana voters are also being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. 2 planes are damaged in a taxiway accident at Atlanta's airport.
The wing of a large Airbus A350 jet bound for Tokyo hit a smaller plane operated by Delta subsidiary Endeavor Air headed to Lafayette, Louisiana, and caused visible damage. Passenger Jason Adams is a meteorologist with WFTS. He was headed to cover tropical weather. Adams says the collision sounded like jarring metal scraping sounds, then loud bangs. He posted pictures of the tail of the smaller plane knocked sideways and laying on the taxiway. Delta says the passengers were rebooked and no injuries or fire were reported. I'm Jennifer King.
Campbell Soup is dropping soup from its name to become the Campbell's Company. CEO Mark Klaus says Campbell's focusing on 16 top brands across its meals and beverages and snacking division, including Goldfish, V8 beverages, and Prego sauces. Snacking is experiencing pressure as middle and lower income households face financial strain in this economy. More details at SRNNews.com.